So there's a big brouhaha about what Google did and recording Wi-Fi signals when they were recording their street view. And in Connecticut, the Attorney General, Richard Blumenthal, is spearheading the Attorneys General across the United States who are looking into this matter. And their take is, what they're researching is that an illegal act? And Google, by recording this information, I don't know if it's the fact that they recorded it or the fact that they kept the recording, but either way, is that an illegal act? Did they break security? Did they disrupt people's privacy by allowing or by recording this information? I have to weigh in on the side of no. What we're talking about here in a Wi-Fi signal, this is a broadcast radio signal that is broadcast clear. There's no encryption set. There's no reason to think that this should be a private communication, other than a public's misconception that what they're doing would be private. But that public misconception shouldn't make it an illegal act. The manufacturers of the equipment did not point out that every single thing that the person does is going to be out in the ether, out in the world, to be recorded, to be listened in on. That there's no method, there's no secrecy included in the system. It's the same thing as keystrokes. There's a lot of talk about keystroke loggers and how you can't put a keystroke logger onto somebody's computer. But if you used, and it's probably no longer current, but for a time, Microsoft's brand of wireless keyboard and mouse broadcast unencrypted, completely in the clear, meaning every single keystroke you did on a Microsoft brand, a former Microsoft brand wireless keyboard, was, again, it was broadcast. So you were telling the world that this is what I'm typing, these are the characters that I'm pushing. The fact that you tell the world that you're doing it, then if somebody overhears that outside on the street, you said it out loud and on the street. So there it goes. If I walk down the city street and I have a tape recorder, and I just record conversations as I'm walking down the street, people are just saying that stuff. So now if you're in your house and you're just saying stuff, but if you're in your house and you're just saying it, that's private. But if you're in your house and you're saying it through a broadcast system, it's being broadcast outside of the house, and you've done nothing whatsoever to encumber that conversation from getting out, well, bully for you. Now, if there's any liability, it should be the manufacturers of that equipment that default to public, wide open, everybody can hear this, when they very easily could have just turned the switch on that said, you know what, don't tell anybody what I'm doing, keep this private. That would have been a different story. That's not what happened. These communications were open, in the clear, and they were designed to tell everybody what was going on, and yet the guys didn't do anything about it. So I had to side with Google that the information was just plain old everyday broadcast. And with broadcast information, if somebody picks up that broadcast, that's not a criminal act. That's not a problem with doing something. They just happened to be there at the moment something was publicly stated. And if it was publicly stated, and they're in the public, they recorded this from the city streets, then that's the way it goes. They're not planning to use the information, that's laudable, but it's information that was just in public.